If you don't have a reservation by now for your favorite Mexican restaurant in the city, don't even bother. On Friday, May 5th, also known as Cinco de Mayo, lines are going to be out the door. Bars and restaurants have been promoting for weeks. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with us. Here's a drink special. Here's this flavor margarita. What's going to be on our Mexican food menu that day? But do the majority of patrons know what we're out celebrating? Or are we just partying to party? WTMJ sat down with Marla Ramirez, a professor from the University of Wisconsin, to talk about Cinco de Mayo from a historical perspective, why it's so celebrated in the United States, and are we doing it respectfully?
The history of Cinco de Mayo has a long rooted history, obviously, in Mexico, with migration and the growing Mexican-American generation in the United States. That tradition crossed over the U.S.-Mexico borderlands into the United States. But it commemorates the victory of Puebla, or the Batalla de Puebla, the battle in Puebla of 1862 that was fought against the French Empire. And the French Empire at the time was one of the most powerful empires, obviously, of the time. And the Puebla forces were not equipped really to compete with the French Empire, but they came together, they fought, they resisted, and they won. So it was considered a big victory historically, right? That it was a defeat against the French Empire. Obviously, it wasn't a defeat overall for the war. It was a defeat for this one battle, but it was a significant one nonetheless.
So that's important to remember, right? Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of the Mexican troops defeating the French at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. And it's important not to confuse Cinco de Mayo with Mexican Independence Day.
So Mexican Independence Day is celebrated in September 15th, and it's a completely different commemoration, right? And the celebration of Independence Day is in September, obviously, and it's celebrated more throughout Mexico as opposed to the Batalla de Puebla or the Battle of Puebla. That is a more regional celebration.
So why is Cinco de Mayo celebrated so heavily here in the U.S.?
It crossed the U.S.-Mexico borderlands during the civil rights movement under the Chicano movement. Mexican Americans or Chicanos, Chicanas of Mexican descent who were trying to fight for their rights and recognition and create visibility of the growing U.S.-born population of Mexican descent in the United States, took the Battle of Puebla as a symbolic gesture to say we are also people who resist. We're also a people who fight for our rights. We defeated this empire, right, the French Empire, in Puebla. And so it was used as one of the iconic idols or points of reference in the movement of the Chicano movement to create a presence and fight for rights and recognition within the United States. So that's how it came over to the United States. And then it has evolved and created its own existence, and it has been appropriated in different ways as well now since the 60s.
And as a friendly reminder, Professor Ramirez is all about going out and enjoying food and enjoying drink specials, but do it respectfully.
Of course, celebrate with Mexican food and Mexican traditional drinks, but do not appropriate the culture in the sense that I hope people don't dress in brown face or dress with Mexican sarapes or sombreros, Mexican traditional attires, in a derogatory way that is appropriation of a culture and mockery of a culture rather than a celebration of a culture. And wanting to know the culture and knowing that the culture is part of the United States. It's a significant sector of the United States. Mexicans and ethnic Mexicans are a significant part of our population and a growing population in the United States, that when you dress in traditional Mexican attire in a way that mocks the culture, disrespects a significant sector of the population, disrespects a whole history of a people, a whole community, right? Rather than celebrating that community and embracing that community and creating places of inclusion and respect for that community.
Tony Cartagena, WTMJ News.